This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. I love Christmas. Somebody told me it's the fourth day of Christmas today. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year because there's so much music in the air, so much cheer. And one choir that is adding to these festivities is the Philharmonic Society of Selangor. And Brenda James, who is responsible for the upcoming songs for the season, is here with me. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How is the Philharmonic?
We are 57 years old and still singing our lungs out.
57 years old, that puts you back in 1958 when you were born.
That's right. The Phil is a grand old dame.
How big is this organization?
We have about 160 singers on board, out of which we have a concert coming up in less than 10 days. 120 of us are going to be on stage singing for Songs of the Season 2015.
I must make a revelation or declaration here. I was once a member of the Phil.
There you go. I think it's time you came back and joined us.
But I understand the Phil is quite a different kind of a choir. Other choirs, you have people being auditioned and then they get to sing.
Yeah.
But how is the Phil organized?
Well, historically, that was also the model in which we were based on. Anybody who came to us and wanted to sing with us, they went through an audition process. But since 2011, we've made a transition into becoming a non-auditioned community choir.
Why?
Purely because this opens up a platform that enables everybody to come forth and sing without fear. They don't have to think about, you know, I'm never good enough or I'm not going to be able to get through an audition process. This one, by the presence of a non-audition choir, you just turn up and you sing.
But then you get people who can't or might not be able to hold the note.
That is true. We do get a mix of all sorts of voices in the beginning. But you'd be surprised in the 8 months, 6 to 8 months that it takes to make a production, how even the, I'm going to say the weak voices, but when paired against stronger voices, they build their confidence. Suddenly they have stage presence. Suddenly they break through their own barriers and reservations and they just, like a flower, bloom forth.
Oh, that's really great. Does the Christmas season, do the holiday season make it easier for you to recruit members?
We have two major recruitment sessions a year, what we call our orientation sessions. One's in the beginning of the year, in January, where we start the ball rolling for our, what we call the big show. That's in the middle of the year. Once it's music from movies and musicals, and then the next year we alternate with Heart and Soul. And then the next orientation session takes place around August, where we start recruiting for our Christmas show.
When you recruit, what kind of people do you get?
All
young,
sorts.
Old, yeah?
It's really an exciting process. We never quite know who's going to turn up at our doorstep.
So how old is your oldest singer?
Our oldest singer is 83 years old.
Wow.
His name is Mr. Chu. Well, we call him Chu Senior because we've also got another Chu in the choir. So that's Chu Junior. but Chu Senior, he's got an amazing story. He's like I said, he's 83 years old. He is a cancer survivor. And when he recovered from his, I don't know if you can say recovered, but
remission.
When he got better, he decided that he was given a second lease on life and now it's time for him to give back to the community. So he joined this choir specifically because he knew that all the effort that he would put into his singing would go back to the community.
I guess at the end of the day, when you have a community choir that is not based on audition, you bring in all kinds of people and the choir is actually more than just singing. It's also
yes.
a kind of community, like
it
you
is.
Said.
It is a thriving community. When we are not singing together or dancing, because we also do all these movements on stage, we're dancing as well. We have weekend gatherings where people offer up their homes for rehearsals to take ad hoc rehearsals to take place, and then they makan together. There's potlucks, there's fellowships. It's really quite beautiful.
Yeah, a lot of the choirs today are formed by people who are either friends so that they've decided we'll train and we'll sing together. But this one is, like you say, unauditioned, and people come in to participate in something larger than themselves.
That's right. And in that process, they make so many new friends, all like-minded friends, who are all there on a common platform. Everybody is there with the same agenda, so to speak. So it's just great.
Now, you are holding a concert in a couple of weeks. Are these concerts ways for you to collect money for charity?
All our concerts, it's actually in the constitution of the Philharmonic Society of Selangor that surpluses from any of our production will be channeled back to the community. So what we do is, in our recent show in July, which was Heart and Soul 2015, we worked with two partner charities, namely the Befrienders Kuala Lumpur and the Orang Asli Well Development Fund. And we helped them raise money through the sale of our tickets, and which they could then use for the development of their own personal projects as well.
For this concert, will you be doing something similar?
For this concert, what we have done is we have opened up the halls and tickets to various children from across the board. So many charity homes are coming to partake in the season's festivities with us. They'll be coming to watch the show. And we've taken care of all the tickets for them.
No, that's the fun part of it. No, a lot of young people don't get to go to some place where there's a lot of singing during this holiday season.
Even just a theatre going experience is something that many of them don't actually have the opportunity. So this is us offering this to them.
The Philharmonic Society of Selangor will be performing songs for the season at the Damansara Performing Arts Centre Saturday, December 12th at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. and then Sunday, December 13th at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Tickets are priced at 30 and 40 ringgit.
That's right.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
This is Front Row on a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.